A reading from the book of the prophet Nehemiah. The whole people gathered as one in the open space before the water gate, and they called upon Ezra the scribe to bring forth the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord prescribed for Israel. On the first day of the seventh month, therefore, Ezra the priest brought the whole law before the whole assembly, which consisted of men, women, and those children old enough to understand. Standing at one end of the open place that was before the water gate, he read out of the book from daybreak until midday in the presence of men, women, and those children old enough to understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden platform that had been made for the occasion. He opened the scroll so that all the people might see it, for he was standing higher than any other of the people. And as he opened it, all the people rose. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people, their hands raised high, answered, "Amen, amen." And they bowed down and prostrated themselves before the Lord, their faces to the ground. As the people remained in their places, Ezra read plainly from the book of the law of God, interpreting it so that all could understand what was read. Then Nehemiah, that is, His Excellency, and Ezra, the priest scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people, said to all the people, "Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad, do not weep." For all the people were weeping as they heard the words of the law. He said further, "Go eat rich foods and drink sweet drinks. Allot portions to those who have nothing prepared. For today is holy to our Lord. Do not be sad in this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." And the Levites quieted all the people, saying, "Hush, for today is holy, and you must not be saddened." Then all the people went to eat and drink, to distribute portions, and to celebrate with great joy, for they understood the words that had been explained to them. The word of the Lord. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. That is, the decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, and all of them just.
The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart.
They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold. Sweeter also than honey, or than syrup, or honey from the comb.
The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples whom he sent ahead in him of pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. And to whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today we hear a pretty famous reading from the book of Nehemiah. I call him the prophet. He's not a prophet. But anyway, it's a pretty famous text that says, "Rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." And so he says, do not be sad, do not weep, because rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. So again today, we get to make choices, huh? We can complain. You can complain it's getting chilly and it's raining out. Oh, you complain how bad life is. You complain Oktoberfest is tomorrow and we have so much to do. And we can complain and complain, but guess what happens when we complain? Nothing. Doesn't do any good for you. It pulls everybody else down around you. So, but when we praise God, when we think about our blessings, when we thank God for all the good that happens to us, we get strength. We get lifted up. We get lifted up into heaven. So again, you get to make choices today. Are you going to complain? Or are you going to rejoice? Your decision. May you know His love today and forever. Amen.